All right, this is Adam and Brian. We're here with Cliff Chang.
Hello.
Give you your website address so everybody can check you out online.
CliffChang.com, and that's Chang with an I, C-H-I-A-N-G.
You were nice enough to do a print interview with us not too long ago that's up on the site. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Everybody got to take a look at some of your great artwork that you got going on. One of the things that we talked about in that interview was the fact that you like to pencil, ink, and color everything yourself.
When I can, yeah.
Yeah, when you can.
When time allows.
How much of a pressure is that, like, from DC or another company that wanted you to do something for you that, well, I'd kind of like to do this, and they're like, no, can you just do what we want you to do?
That's a good question. I think early on there's a lot more resistance to it because, you know, people aren't really sure of what your work, you know, really looks like. So, you know, when I was starting out, I really insisted on inking myself. And luckily, you know, I took jobs where they would allow me to do that.
Right.
As opposed to the ones that were like, oh, well, we need this tomorrow. You know, we need you to work with somebody on it. So, and I completely understand where they come from. But for me, it was better to just put the stuff out there, you know, the way I wanted it to look and not necessarily working with other people on it.
Last time we spoke as well, you were getting ready to leave the Green Arrow and Black Canary at that mm-hmm. point. What are you jumping on now? What can people look? Where can people look and find your work now?
Well, for now, they can still find me. I'm doing the covers on Green Arrow and Black Canary as well as Secret Six, which is coming out in the fall. But in the meantime, I'm actually working on a Vertigo graphic novel called Greendale.
Can you give us kind of the inside scoop of what that's
going
to be about?
Yeah, yeah. It's based on a Neil Young concept album that came out in 2003. And it's a really cool story that we're expanding on what Neil's already written. The writer is Josh Dysart, who does BPRD and also wrote Swamp Thing for Vertigo. And it's a story of a young girl who becomes a political activist. But there's a bit of a twist to it because she has a really strong connection to nature. And by that I mean like Swamp Thing-like connection to nature.
Okay.
and a character who may or may not be the devil blows into town and starts causing all this trouble for her. So... you know, a lot of it's about her figuring out, you know, who she is and what she can do and what she wants to do about it.
And you guys aren't doing that in single issues. You're just doing that as a graphic novel, right?
Graphic novel should be coming out late next year, I think. Okay. Yeah.
And you mentioned the Secret Six. Are you just doing the covers for that? That's a new Gail Simone's turning that into a regular series, I think?
Yeah, it's a regular series. I'm just doing the covers on that. They asked me to do that last month, and I was ecstatic. I thought the story was great, and those characters are great, and, you know, I'd love doing another cover.
Awesome. Yep. I know that when we talk as well, you really, really interested in kind of cooking the whole dinner, being able to be the writer, penciler, inker, colorist, editor, you know, really do something that you control everything. Any process on getting something like that done yet?
Just a lot of thinking. A lot of thinking, not a lot of doing, but it's funny. I think when you're, especially if you're an artist in comics, you spend so much time trying to hit those deadlines and you everything else slides.
Yeah.
So that's definitely like more of a personal thing that I have to work on over the next year. Maybe it'll be my New Year's resolution or something like that.
Gotcha.
Well, hopefully I'll get something together before then.
How many visits is this for you for Two Heroes Con?
This is my fourth.
Your fourth?
Yeah.
How's your experience been this year other than the hot?
great. I mean, it looks like, it feels like the show gets bigger and bigger every year that I've been coming. And that's great. And it's such a cool show, and the people here are so nice that, you know.
You're doing sketches for people.
Uh-huh.
What's the weirdest thing somebody's asked you to sketch this time?
This time? You know what? Cowgirl in chaps is what I got. Yeah,
okay.
I haven't worked on that yet. I'm still trying to think of it, you know. I'm trying to figure out whether she's only wearing the chaps or just to feature the chaps.
Are people asking a lot for, like, the Green Arrow, Black Canary type motif since everybody's really familiar with that?
Not so much. I do have one request for a Green Arrow, for a Black Canary, and, you know, sometimes little kids will come around and ask for a Green Arrow and that kind of thing. But as far as, like, commission stuff, no. But, you know, if I'm at doing sketches at San Diego for the DC booth, it's like, yeah, I got a lot of Batman and Green Arrow and Black Canary. So it's fun. I get to, you know, I'm not doing it all the time. Yeah.
What could somebody come up and ask you to sketch that would just blow you away, that would make you think that that's the coolest person I've met today?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know, because it'd have to be something I wouldn't think of, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes you get some really cool ones, you know, and you hope they're not just going to ask for another, you know, another superhero that you've drawn a million times already, you know?
Right.
So it can get pretty cool, you know?
So I'm one of the lame people that will, you know, give somebody my sketchbook and say, I say, hey, you know, we give me something, and they'll say, what do you want? I don't know.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
That's worse than somebody giving you something you don't really feel like growing in.
Yeah. You're asking me to spend, like, extra brain power on it. That's, like, really low in supply, so.
Awesome.
I've got nothing, man. I'm just happy.
Thanks.
Give us a shout out on your website again.
CliffChang.com, and that's C-H-I-A-N-G.
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Thank you.